gave you good advice. How many of you think it was rotten advice? Oh my, a couple, okay. Well, I want you to know today, I am the doctor, your spiritual doctor, and I'm going to give you some advice. I pray that you'll take it. If you'll take it, it will heal your spirit. If you don't take it, you'll feel run down, blah, beat up, run over, short-sighted, upset, frustrated as you leave this place. So turn with me to the book of Jude. It's a little book just before Revelation. It's only one chapter. What I was going to do is I was going to look for a doctor's coat and a stethoscope, but then I thought somebody might sue me. Let's stand as we read from God's Word. The reason we stand as we read from God's Word, the reason I like it, is that we do honor to God's Word. Verse 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, power and dominion, both now and forever. Amen. Would you place your hands on your heart? I'd like to pray. Holy Spirit, come, lay your hand upon these hands. Let nothing of the flesh come in, but, O God, let it be your Spirit that would speak to this people this day. Father, we thank you. We thank you that you are here. Anoint the ears and the hearts of the hearers. Anoint my heart. Anoint my lips, O God, that I might bring forth this message that you have given to me for this day. Bless this people with your word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. Verse 20 is the one I'm going to key in on, and then we'll be going over in a little while to Acts chapter 16. But I want to begin by saying our scripture says in verse 20, building up yourselves. Now, we can also read that to make it a command to build up ourselves. We are to build up ourselves. Man is a threefold being. He's spirit, soul, and body. If he's normal, these three will be properly developed. If his physical muscles are substandard, he will grow to be smaller than an adult person should. If our mental powers are damaged, we will grow up to be an adult person with a slower learning capacity. But I want to look at today, what about the professing Christians that have remained in a state of spiritual rest, the perpetual babyhood or carnal Christianity? Paul addresses carnal Christians. What about Christians today that have never grown up, that are carnal Christians? And so today I want to address how we can build ourselves up. God isn't meaning the physical or the mental, but the words definitely point to the development of the spiritual. Before I came into the ministry, I worked for the Bell System, and in Madison, Wisconsin, there is a place that's called Central Colony. It's where the world puts what the world terms as misfits. They have a whole bunch of people there that are physically, mentally handicapped. I had to work there for quite a while. Some of the children that they had in had such a low IQ that they had to teach them how to swallow. So you can imagine their IQ was very low. People would look at these kids with pity. They would look at them and pity them. They were undernourished. They would say things like, heaven help them. But what happens today is we overlook an increasing number of people who are wallowing in the slough of spiritual infantilism. I have prayed that each of you will determine to build yourselves up in your most holy faith before leaving here today. I'm interested in the physical as well as the mental well-being of each one of you, but we have doctors and psychiatrists and counselors that are able and interested in that development too. But as a minister of the gospel, I want to be your spiritual doctor today, and I'm interested in your spirit being full and well-fed, not undernourished. So one absolute essential that I have found in your natural growth is food. How many of you eat daily? How many of you are starving to death? Hallelujah. We need food intake in order to stay healthy physically as well as mentally. But the world today is, as I see the world, it's very vitamin conscious. Let me ask you a question. How many of you take vitamins? Whoa, yes. How many of you eat? You take vitamins. Because food is turned into vitamins. So I believe there are vitamins for the spirit and the soul also. And so as your spiritual doctor, I'm going to prescribe a diet. And I guarantee that if you take this diet, it will build you up. So let's consider some of the vitamins, what they're good for, what the results are of being without them, and the sources from which they come. The first one I want to look at is vitamin A. Vitamin A, in the natural and in the spiritual, vitamin A is good for vision. A good, clear, true vision. Without vitamin A, people are nearsighted, colorblind, half-blind, and perhaps totally without sight. We, spiritually, can receive vitamin A by reading the Bible. Pastors hear things like, I don't see anything wrong with that. They don't see anything wrong because they're vitamin A deficient. Or they'll say, do you think it's wrong to participate in certain habits or activities? And what happens is that as a pastor, over the years, I've had a list that goes on and on and on until finally I would begin to say, God, has this generation lost its sense of discernment so that they can't tell right from wrong anymore? Look at the world. Look at television. All we have to do is look at it and say, there's something wrong with it. All we have to do is read the newspapers and say, there's something wrong in the world. And if we can't see that, if we're so inundated by the world, what we need to do is get a good dose of vitamin A so that we have clear, true vision. There's a lot of Christians, I believe, today that are nearsighted, so nearsighted, as a matter of fact, that they can't see their loved ones or their next-door neighbors plunging into the pits of hell. So what they do is they soothe their consciences, they smooth their convictions, and harden their hearts with the age-old anemic excuses about our job or other excuses, our shopping, or things that take much of our time. A man once told me, a very wise man, said, "Jim, if you want to see where the people's interests lie, look at their checkbook. Because you'll be able to see what they spend their money on. Where do their interests lie?" Listen to me, church. A clear clarion call from the Bible should haunt us, because where there is no vision, the people perish. Things today are no longer right or wrong. Today we live in a gray area. There's no right, there's no wrong. Everything that comes our way, I don't care if it's from our local government or our state government or our national government, comes out as a gray matter. Nothing is right, nothing is wrong. Take abortion. The way the government looks at it, if you want to do it, do it. It's a gray matter. It's not black and white anymore. And so what happens is that sin becomes prevalent to such a degree that even the saintly people aren't shocked by its presence anymore. Because in this world we live in, nothing is black and white. So what we need is vitamin A. If you have been so inundated by the world that you can't see anything wrong with what's on television, if you have become so inundated by what's happening in the world and in the newspapers and all the stuff that's out there, if you can't see anything wrong with it, you need vitamin A. We get vitamin A by reading our Bible. We need to read the Bible. Do you know that Jesus could come today? He could come at this very moment. Last night our neighbor came over, and Bev said to him, she called him by name and said, "Why don't you come to church today? Jim is, our pastor is gone and Jim is preaching for him." There was a pause, and suddenly there were excuses. "Well, I have to go to a town board meeting. I have to, I've got other things I have to do. I got to work in the garden." And he doesn't see anything wrong. But if we can't see the difference between God's Word and the world, we have a need of vitamin A. So if you're looking and saying, "Boy, I'll tell you, everything is really gray in this world," what you need to do is you need to get a bunch of vitamin A spiritually. Read the Bible. Read the Bible and you'll begin to see the difference between, because it says God's Word will prevail. God's Word is the answer to every question that we have. Second vitamin. Vitamin B. Vitamin B, in the natural, is a good one for your nervous system. It serves as a tonic. It soothes and it calms and it gives rest. Without vitamin B, if you in the natural don't have vitamin B, this is what happens to you. You become fussy, grouchy, irritable, hard to please, and extremely sensitive. Now, the source of vitamin B in the spirit is in the closet. You have to get into the secret prayer closet. Christianity has lost its poise in the rest of the faith of its fathers. Instead, what's happening? Our fathers had a beautiful faith. Our founding fathers said, "There's one nation under God." The nation today has so drifted that they want to take God out of everything. They don't want God in anything. And so what happens is that people are becoming grouchy, fussy, irritable, all these things that are associated with a lack of vitamin B. And Christians, what happens is that if we lack vitamin B and we become fussy and grouchy and all these things, what happens is we have a faith that is worked up instead of built up. You know, it's kind of like Christians who want to hype their faith. Praise the Lord! Our faith is not something that's hyped. It's something that's built. You build your most holy faith. That's what Jude says. Building up yourselves in your most holy faith. Christians have taken on the coloring of their surroundings. They're taking on the coloring of the world. Have we forgotten David's plea? David, who said, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers." Today there is an ever-increasing evidence of restlessness among Christians. As I get calls every week from people around Wisconsin, and there is such a restlessness in the body of Christ. I get calls from pastors. There's such a restlessness. What's happening today is that too many people are being easily offended. Easily offended. The spirit of sacrifice has disappeared like the morning vapor. Intercessory prayer sits on the bench while, "Old brother, you better let me have my own way or I'll go someone else," displays his ability. We need to tarry in the prayer closet. Do you know, we've lost terms. We've lost tarry. Let's tarry. Let's wait for the Holy Spirit. Instead, we want instant spirit. What happens is that without vitamin B, we don't have any rest. We can't find rest in God. We need to tarry in the prayer closet until the heavenly manna comes down from above and fills our souls to overflowing. Today, as never before, we need to have that source of hidden strength. Listen, church, the world needs convincing. The world needs convincing. And I want you to know that if we are irritable, fussy, bickering church members, we will never attract the lost. So let's not starve our souls and our spirits and also the ones around us. What we need is a good dose of vitamin B. Prayer closet. Do you know that if you feel irritable, go to prayer and it'll pass? It'll pass immediately. The third one, vitamin C. Vitamin C in the natural is good for building up resistance and restoring energy. If I understand it right, vitamin C puts iron in your blood. Without vitamin C or iron in your blood, your resistance is low. You tire out easily. You catch colds quickly. We have little or no strength. Our energy is gone. We feel weak and faint. We as Christians receive vitamin C, iron, by attending Sunday morning, Sunday night, midweek services. We need more spiritual strength and resistance. In the past, I've known people who have invited four or five church members, or people to church as visitors, and then the experience has caused them so much stress and so much trouble that it's exhausted them so much that they couldn't find the energy to come themselves for many weeks. Others attend one service on Sunday and were so overworked that they were on the verge of nervous prostration, couldn't even come during the middle of the week. I know none of you know anybody like that. I want you to know that there are thousands of Christians today that have fallen victim to religious rheumatism. Creeping paralysis, spiritual anemia, a general rundown condition that marks them as a prey for the devil. What happens today is people will faint if the devil gets within a mile of them. They're so run down that they can't pick up the sword of the Spirit anymore. They can't do battle with the enemy. When was the last time you sat down and had a good hand-to-hand combat with Satan? We should all be doing it. See, if I'm doing it, he isn't bothering you. If you're doing it, he isn't bothering me. So if we all do it, he's going to be so busy running around that he isn't going to have time to mess with everybody else. Just think, if all the Christians united, if all the Christians in America, if all the Christians in Wisconsin united and did battle with the enemy, how would that leave the rest of the country? We need vitamin C. We need iron in our blood. We need to be able to fight the enemy. We need the holy boldness that the apostles had. If 12 men could reach out and touch the then known world, what could 100 Christians do? What could 1,000 Christians do? Take vitamin C. Don't get run down. Strengthen your will, your determination to come to church when the doors are open. Number four, vitamin D. This vitamin is good for strong bones and a strong constitution. I studied this up and I found out that vitamin D, a lack of it, will bring diseases like rickets. The victims don't have the strength or the ability to walk or stand straight. They are deformed people with vitamin D deficiency, and they have weak, defective bones. Christians who fail to get vitamin D will not walk straight or be able to stand. I'm told that one of the best sources for vitamin D is cod liver oil. How many of you have ever had cod liver oil? isn't it good tasting? How many of you would love a good dose of cod liver oil today? But I have heard that the purest form of vitamin D is sunshine. The purest form of vitamin D is sunshine. The best means of obtaining it is sunshine. So Christians can get vitamin D from walking in the light. By doing this, we will grow up to be spiritual giants, walking straight and tall before the world, even during times of stress and strain. Christians get their source of vitamin D from walking in the light and learning what pleases their Father in heaven concerning the minor and non-essential things as well as the major things. Vitamin D, spiritually, vitamin D, we get vitamin D when we're in the midst of a trial or stress and we begin to sing. Begin to sing. Turn with me to Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. Picking up at verse 16. Paul has just had a little girl who was demon-possessed, and he cast the demons out of her. Verse 16, chapter 16, verse 16. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation." And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her." And he came out the same hour. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gain was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace and unto the rulers, and brought them to the magistrates, saying, "These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. Now, Paul and Silas here are beaten. Their feet are in stocks. And they were saying, God, we did what you wanted and look where it got us. Is that what happened? Let's go to the same chapter, verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises to God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. What happens is that they're taking a huge dose of vitamin D. They're in the light in the bottom of a prison. They're walking in the light. As a matter of fact, the light became so intense it caused an earthquake. Now, I know that the earthquakes that are happening around the world are not caused because people are walking in the light. But they knew where to find the spiritual vitamin chest. How many times do you and I get into a little bit of problem and we begin to moan? Oh, poor me. We have a PLOM party. You ever heard of a PLOM party? Poor little old me. Oh, don't you feel sorry for me? Some years ago, we had a missionary who was in Africa, and she said she lived in the huts with the natives, and she said if something happened, all the rest of the natives would gather at their door, and they would pity them. And the way they would pity them is that the women would come and they would wring their hands and say, oh, you poor dear. Oh, you poor dear. Now, I'm going through a real hard time in my life right now. I'm preaching. Now, I want you all to feel sorry for me, would you? Would you just, oh, poor little old Jim. Poor Jim. Oh, don't you feel sorry for Jim? Listen, church, when we're in stress, when we're in trouble, when we're having a hard time, what we need to do is begin to sing and praise God and pray. But I tell you, if your day is going rotten, just start singing. Some time ago, I bought my wife a little iPod. For those of you who don't know, it's about this big and it's about that thin and about that wide, and it carries, I don't know, she's got about probably 10 hours of Christian music on it. And so she goes around the house when she's working vacuuming, and she wears earphones, and she's singing all the time. Vacuuming, washing dishes, washing clothes. She's walking around the house all the time singing. Do you know what it does for me? It lifts my heart. So when you're in trouble, when you're stressed, what you need to do is you need to begin to sing. Just begin to sing. Let me ask you a question. How many of you right now could raise your hand and say, I have a song in my heart? Hallelujah. Just think, if that happened all the time and we could sing, what would happen to the people around us? What would happen to us? Paul and Silas were in the stocks. They began to sing and praise God, and it caused so much light to shine that there was an intelligent earthquake. It only opened doors, and it opened the bands of the prisoners. You talk about an earthquake, that's an intelligent earthquake. It knew what to do. But it was doing it as a result of Paul. Now, the last vitamin is vitamin E. Vitamin E, this one is necessary for reproduction in the human race. Without vitamin E, our homes would be barren. There would be no children to grace the family and bless the world. Now, if we apply this spiritually, if we aren't witnessing, if we are not witnessing, our altars are going to be bare. No souls born into the kingdom of God. No cries of newborn babes in Christ in our midst. The angels don't shout for joy because sinners have come home. Do you know something, church? In the last decade, there have been more churches started, but less people in every church. There is no newborns crying. Very, very seldom do they cry. I talked to an old pastor a while back, and he said, Jim, it seemed like during the charismatic movement, a pastor could stand up and begin to sing Yankee Doodle, give an altar call, and people would get saved. He says, now I can preach 5,000 sermons and not one person will get saved. But see, what's happening is that the body of Christ is lacking vitamin E because we don't raise your hand on this one. How many of you have led somebody to the Lord in the last year? Do you know that if you lived in China and we were in a home church, if I were the spiritual leader and you got saved, I would tell you, in the next month, I want you to win 5 people to Christ. That's your assignment. When they come back, after winning 5 people to the Lord, I would tell them, okay, now for the rest of the year, I want you to get 50 people for Christ. Do you know the fastest growing church right now is in China? They know what vitamin E is about. America is being depleted of Christians. We're almost at a zero population growth right now. The amount of people that are dying, the amount of people that are being birthed into the kingdom of heaven is just about even. China is growing. South America, it's growing. The church is growing. There's all kinds of people being birthed into the kingdom of God. Some years ago, I read a story about a young lady who told her pastor, God is calling me to be a missionary, but I don't know where. He said, I want you to go to New York. I want you to buy a ticket on the slowest boat and travel around the world. When God tells you to get off and be a missionary. So she got on this boat. And where did she go? She went to Taiwan. Got off the boat in Taiwan and now has a church. She's since died, but there is a church there of 52,000 people simply because she listened to God. All new converts. Awesome. Awesome. Vitamin E is needed in the church today. How many of you believe that the church needs vitamin E? We need vitamin E. What we need to do is build ourselves up in our most holy faith with strength sufficient to bring children into the world because children need vitamin E. Spiritually, vitamin E comes from witnessing, fasting, and prayer. So, your spiritual checkup is this. Number one, I want you to take vitamin E if you have poor vision. Vitamin A. If you have poor vision, take vitamin A. What you need to do is read the Bible. Read the Bible. Do you know for every book that is not the Bible that I read, I will read through the Bible once? I balance it out. For every book that I read, I'll read the Bible. Number two, vitamin B. Vitamin B is good for your nervous system. It's the prayer closet. When you're feeling grouchy, upset, fussy, out of sorts, get into your prayer closet. Number three is vitamin C. Good for building up resistance. Coming to church in midweek. Vitamin D. Number four, good for strong bones. Walking in the light of God's word. Number five, vitamin E. Good for reproduction, witnessing, fasting, and prayer. As your spiritual doctor, that's what I would prescribe for you. Now, however, I forgot to ask you something. I forgot to ask you, what do you think is wrong with you? Have you ever noticed when you go to the doctor, they'll always say, what's wrong with you? Would you tell me what's wrong? I found that if I take a dog to a vet and he asks the dog, what's wrong with you? The dog can't tell him, so they have to figure out what it is. With a spiritual doctor, I'm not asking you what's your if you have a problem, if you have poor vision, if you're not winning people to the Lord, if you're not praying, if you're not witnessing. But I'm giving you the opportunity to be able to listen to what God is telling you. This is a spiritual checkup for all of us. Do you know, when I wrote this sermon, I have preached it to myself like four times yesterday and already three times today. I had to look at myself before I ever preached it to you. Where do we stand spiritually today? Today is a day to have a spiritual checkup. What happens if I don't take those spiritual vitamins and the Lord comes this week? What happens if the Lord comes and spiritually I'm not fit? I can't see Him come. What happens if I leave here and something sets me off and I get angry at Bev? I need spiritual vitamins. We all need spiritual vitamins. We all need to eat daily, because when you eat food, you're getting your system turns the food into vitamins that you need, and you're able to assimilate them. And the same is true with you and I spiritually. We need to take vitamins whenever any of these symptoms come our way. So as your spiritual doctor, I'm telling you, whatever might be wrong with you, this is how we can cure it. This is how we can fix it. And it does it immediately. It isn't something that you have to take vitamins for a long time. This, in the spiritual, you just start taking it and it'll help you immediately. So the question is, where do we stand? Where do you stand today? Are you spiritually deficient some way? I looked this morning and I found out that I was deficient in one of them. And so what happened is I took the vitamin that I needed and God has touched me spiritually. Where do you stand today? Do you stand in need of spiritual vitamins? Building up yourselves in your most holy faith. See, a doctor can prescribe a medicine for you, but it's up to you to take it. I can prescribe a medicine for you, a spiritual medicine, but it's up to you to take it. You can walk out of here and say, you know, that pastor, he's kind of weird. We've never seen it done like this before. But I want you to know it works. It works. Brian is a counselor. If he gives counsel to people and they don't take it, and they come back and say your counsel didn't work, it's up to them. He can give the prescription that's needed, but they have to accept it. Let's close in prayer. Let me ask you one last question. Has God given you a spiritual checkup today? Would you be honest and slip your hand up and down and just say, yeah, God has given me a spiritual checkup. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Heavenly Father, I've done all I can do. Lord, you've given me this message, and it's up to you now to have your people take whatever it is that they might need. Maybe they don't need anything right now. But Lord, help us to remember that we always have to build up ourselves in our most holy faith. Lord, that when things begin to happen, that we would be caused to remember, oh, I need some spiritual vitamins. And that we would take them and immediately feel the effects of your presence in our lives. Heavenly Father, I ask that you would bless every person here today, that you would minister to them and just shower them with your love. Oh God, that you would just hold them so close to you. Let them feel your heartbeat. Lord, let them feel your love. Let them feel your surrounding power. Lord, let them feel spiritually strong. In Jesus' name, amen.